Recorded books and one-click digital present The Last Bride by Beverly Lewis, narrated by Christina Moore, with a prologue and epilogue narrated by Rachel Botchin.
Prologue. I did everything right. Everything. I faithfully attended baptismal classes and listened carefully to Preacher Yoder's instruction last summer. I bowed my knee to God this past Sunday morning and received holy baptism at the Hickory Hollow Church. Then and there, I vowed to follow the rules of the ordinance all the days of my life. All of that, and yet I suddenly found myself in this terrible pickle and hurrying to meet up with Marcus King tonight. With such miserable news. I recalled my father's response to discovering my long-standing courtship with Marcus. "He just ain't the man for ya," he said decisively, his expression ever so stern. "You need to trust me on this, Tessie Ann." My bare feet fairly flew across Dot's grazing land. Since I didn't dare be seen, especially this late on a weeknight, it would reflect poorly on my honorable beau. Even so, I knew from his letter he was impatient to see me, to tell me something, too. Unwilling to wait till the weekend, like most Amish courting couples. Oh, such urgency. What was on his mind? In the midst of my sadness, I couldn't help noticing the orange-red harvest moon, its delicate light a balm for my troubled soul. "Dearest Marcus, if I didn't love you so, this wouldn't be so awful hard." Determined, I ran silently.